1 Peter 4:8 to 11, it says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer or practice hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very word of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." And so, you know, I take from this scripture that, number one, we need to embrace a lifestyle of hospitality, practicing all the time, and that our welcome should be extended with gladness, not grumbling. And sometimes I grumble, but that's something I'm, you know, getting used to and trying to get over as well. Could you switch the slide? So I found this quote from Brendan Burchard. It says, "Intention versus initiative, where it matters most." There's a difference between intention and initiative. And nowhere is that difference more stark than in love. We can have the intent to love others, but without initiative, without action, without clear demonstrations of respect and active caring, concern and compassion for another, intention alone remains useless, soulless. Thinking is not love. Giving is. Next slide, please. And so when I look at this Bible verse, I also love this because it talks about that Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, right? He saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. And so I think, you know, have you ever been called to do something that you didn't think you could do? Would you actually leave everything? Well, God doesn't ask us to leave everything. He asks us to practice hospitality. And so sometimes that seems really hard, but it shouldn't be. It's not always an easy ask, but God always gives us what we need to accomplish it. Women often tell me, you know, "I don't really know what God's calling is in my life. I don't know what do I do with hospitality? I'm nervous about it. You know, I just don't know how if I can do it." So each of us has a different calling. But I think it really requires a crazy love of God and listening to Jesus. He's talking to us all the time if we just listen. You know, I've been a Christian since I was 11 years old, and I've never heard this booming voice from Jesus like in my ear, but I hear his gentle nudgings. And so I just think we often get a confirmation from a church service. We get a confirmation from a friend. We read a Bible verse. How many times have you been doing your Bible verse and somebody's name pops in your head and you think, "I should do something"? Do you? Well, in this case, it's saying, "Not my way, but God's will." And once we get out of our comfort zone, it's pretty amazing. Next slide. So, sorry, this little thing keeps coming off my ear. I think my head isn't the right size for this. So I had a really big aha God moment in 2011. Have you ladies ever had God, like just a moment that you think, "Oh my gosh, God was right there and a miracle or something just huge"? How many people? Okay, I don't have them all the time, but this was a really cool story. So in 2011, I had just finished Beth Moore's study, a Daniel study. I'd done a Daniel fast for 21 days, and I felt really close to God. And then I go to Hickory, North Carolina, where my corporate office was, and I'm an offsite with 14 other guys, leaders, all men. And I was sound asleep one night during that week. And at 4 in the morning, I wake up, and I hear God. I feel God right there. And I'd never done this before. I mean, God, I mean, he was just like so close. And I just said, "God, what is it?" I said, "What do you want me to do?" And in popped the name Tess. Well, I don't know Tess. I did know Tess was the wife of one of my coworkers, Jason, who's a fantastic friend of mine, good Christian man. And so I said, "Okay, God, I pray for Tess. I pray for Jason. I pray for their marriage." And immediately I went right back to sleep. Well, 5 hours later, I'm in a conference room, paying attention to a PowerPoint, my phone away, And it's 9 o'clock East Coast time, 8 o'clock Central time, and I feel this nudge from God saying, you need to text Jason about your wake-up call. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. You know, I'm not doing that. He's going to think I'm weird, you know? And so I didn't. 15 minutes later, I feel just this really strong nudging. Get your phone out and text Jason. So, you know, I'm trying to pay attention, get my phone out, and I text Jason, and, you know, he's here in Bentonville, Arkansas, my office, and I said, hey, Jason, I just want you to know God, put you on my heart, and he wanted me to text you this morning about you and Tess. And immediately I get a text say, thanks, you've got to come find me when you come back. So put my phone away, didn't even really think anything about it. Monday morning, I come in the office. He pulls me into his office and says, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, what? He said, Tess and I got in a huge fight the night before. I'm driving from Fayetteville to Bentonville, and I'm praying, saying, God, where are you in my marriage? He says, 8 in the morning, I'm at my desk, and I pray, God, show me a sign. Nothing happens. At 8:15, he gets on his hands and knees, starts crying, and said, God, show me a sign, and in pop my text. And so, I mean, that was a moment where I said, oh my gosh, you know, what if I hadn't asked God who to pray for? But what if I hadn't had the initiative? It wasn't about me. It was about Jason and God, and I was just the conduit. And so I think hospitality is a lot about initiative. And so from then on, I started, when God says do something, 80% of the time I do. I still argue a lot, but I do think that I've gotten really a lot better about that. And so I just wanted to share that because it was my aha God moment. Go ahead, next slide. So years ago, Amy Grant spoke at a conference here in Rogers. And she's a great Christian disciple. And she says this prayer every morning. And so I actually have a laminated copy, and I had the gals print one out. So if you look on your table, you turn over, there's a little printout of this. But it's, Dear God, today, please lead me to the ones I need, and please bring me to the ones who need me, and please let me do my best today to serve you. And so if I pray this every morning, God always puts someone in my path that day, somebody that I need, but also somebody that needs me that I can show hospitality. And so, you know, this is a great bookmark. It's great to put in your Bible. But once again, you know, God will put someone in your path for you to show hospitality, but you got to have the initiative to move forward. Next slide, please. So in 2 Corinthians, it says 12:9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. If there is one thing that's consistent throughout Scripture, it's this: God calls people to lead who are not ready. God will never call you into service when you think you are ready. You may be in the midst of crisis. You may lack resources. You may not know how to cook. You may have a dirty house. But God does that so that he gets the glory. And then we realize that we can do things, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so I love that. Even if you think hospitality is not your spiritual gift, it can still be. There's so many things to hospitality. You don't have to host at your home. And then I'm going to share some fun stories about some other unique ways that Jeff and I have been able to do that. So next slide. So here are the Fellowship Women Leaders. You recognize some of them. They're on my back deck, and our dog Molly. And when Jeff and I moved to Rogers, we lived in Bentonville from 2005 to 2018. We built a house on the lake in 2018. And the house also includes a little guest house down below. And so when we moved out there, we one day had a conversation and said, we decided this is God's home, it's not our home. And so when we did that, it changed the mindset of how we served, because this was no longer our home. It's okay if it gets dirty. It's okay if things happen. If things break, it's, you know, this is God's home. So in early 2021, you know, for 2020 happened with COVID. We didn't really host much. But in 2021, COVID was still rampant. But we thought, well, you know, we ought to reach out to fellowship and say, hey, maybe if they needed staff gatherings, if they needed to come for a place, use our deck, maybe outside, away from us, we didn't get COVID, they could come. And so we offered it up, and in early 2021, we had our first group, the international group came, and we made them lunch. And then I get a call, I think maybe from Sherry, and she said, hey, can we come like in early March? I'm like, sure. She goes, can we spend the night? And I'm thinking, oh, let me check with Jeff. I'm thinking, okay, it's different. 2 hours, you come and you serve lunch, but you're going to live in my house. And I don't think, you know, look, they couldn't all fit in the guest house. There's only one bedroom in the guest house. So maybe they'd have to sleep in our downstairs bedrooms. And what if it's not clean enough? I mean, you're actually living with us. Well, we did. And it was fantastic. Number one, I was in a Bentonville community group, didn't know a lot of the Rogers ladies, and so got to hang out with all of them. Jeff perfected his lasagna recipe and his yummy breakfast casserole. I think he also did the French toast casserole that's back there that one of the gals did. And so, you know, what a blessing it was to us to be able to meet and to love on these ladies and for them to have a wonderful time. And so I actually went back on our calendar for 2021 and God put so many people in our path. Think about all the missionaries that were back home from COVID. They used our house. At some one point, I had to actually have a calendar and to say when we're booked. We had 42 groups in 2021. Some of them were couples. Some of them were family friends. We hosted 17 different groups from fellowship. But once again, it was God's plan and a total blessing to us. We didn't cook every time. We didn't have these wonderful, huge, you know, spreads. You know, a lot of them were very just sweet, sweet times together. Go ahead, next slide. So in in April of 2021, the Robinsons, you guys know the Robinsons? The Robinsons are a missionary family. They're from Springdale, Jared and Dina, and they've got four boys. They're now in Turkey. They left about a year and a half ago. Well, they were up on the stage at Fellowship. And so, you know, we got to see them up on stage, and Jeff and I are driving down to see our older kids in Texas, and Jeff says, you know, we need to call the Robinsons and ask them if there's anything we can do for them. I said, well, what do you mean? Like, what can we do for them? He goes, I don't know. Let's call them. I said, okay. So I'm like, I don't know how to get their phone number. I call Lisa Pinera. I said, hey, can we get the Robinsons' phone number? So we call them on the way. We're driving down on the highway, and Jared answers, and he said, hey, this is Laura Easley. You don't know us, but we saw you on stage, and we don't know if there's anything we can do for you, but we have a lake house, and, you know, if you boys wanted to come swimming sometime, and Jared starts crying. We're like, what's going on? He goes, you're not going to believe this, but Gabe, our 14-year-old's, his birthday is next Saturday, and we just looked like yesterday for a pontoon, but it's $1,000. We can't afford it. And so Jeff and I jump into action. We're like, okay, well, can we get you out? We're down here in Houston, but we'll be back Monday. Why don't you come meet us so you know who we are? We had him for dinner Monday, and then we scheduled the birthday party. It was on Saturday, and we got to meet all these 14-year-olds, had hamburgers and hot dogs, very easy. They brought a cake. It was just God saying, please. It was Jeff, you know, God told him to do it, initiative. What a blessing. We are super close friends with them now. Jared's been home from Turkey, and we got to host them for another week at our guest house. And so, once again, this isn't anything special. We hear God and say, okay, well, I think maybe we should do this. So the next one, Ibu Andy. How many of you guys have taught someone to drive a car? Maybe your kids? Have you ever taught a gal from Indonesia? Okay, God's got a sense of humor. So Beth and Bobby Stottle, great missionaries in Indonesia. They were home for COVID, and I'm on Facebook, and I see Beth posting that she's teaching Andy how to drive, and she's going back to Indonesia, and can someone step in? I looked at that post, I think, for 3 days. Isn't someone going to step up? Okay, Laura, come on. Now I'm like, okay, is she going to drive my car? Am I going to drive her car? Is she going to drive, you know, who cares? Go. So I called Beth. I said, hey, I can help. So I go down, meet Andy. Andy's getting her doctorate at U of A. She's got two kids. Her husband's still in Indonesia, didn't know how to drive, had to drive. And so started in the parking lot with Beth. Beth left me at the parking lot. And so I'm getting on the road. Anyway, she gets her driver's license. But my thought is, I wonder if she swims. I wonder if she likes the lake. Okay, we invited her and her kids out. She brought snacks, so we had snacks. Had a beautiful bathing suit. I didn't know how she's going to swim, and she, you know, they're great swimmers. The sweet other thing is she brought another couple, an Indonesian family that were Christians that went to Fellowship Fayetteville. And so, once again, crazy story, but just hospitality. I didn't make a big spread. I think we had grapes and crackers and just, you know, and we are blessed with the lake, but it could be in your backyard. It could be just hosting and just getting to know somebody. Go ahead, next slide. So before I talk about Jose, Beth and Bobby, Bobby's, you know, they went to Indonesia, and Bobby's sister died of COVID. And so they came back for the funeral a year ago, January, and then all, you know, Bobby and Beth have three daughters, all of them got COVID. And so they couldn't get back, you know, and they didn't have a place to stay. And so it's one of those things, again, God said, well, Laura, maybe they could stay with you. You're actually going on vacation this week. Maybe they could stay in your house. And I thought to myself, once again, well, they could probably stay in the guest house, but gosh, there's four of them, and they have to do Zoom calls. It might be a little crowded with that one bedroom. Okay, God, okay, could they stay in our main house? Maybe not in our main bed, maybe not in our master. Maybe, you know, well, they did for 10 days. And once again, what a blessing. They actually took care of Molly, our dog. But it was one of those things, I don't want people in my house staying in our, you know what I'm saying? It just was uncomfortable. But once you do it, it's like, once again, this is God's home. This isn't my home. Who cares? And once again, what a blessing. Fast forward this last summer, just another story that can apply to all of you. We had our lawn guy of 10 years passed away at 50, a massive heart attack, died instantly. And so we didn't have anyone to mow our grass. And someone, Jose, actually worked for Tulio Martinez is who passed away. Jose doesn't speak any English. And so one day we were asking another guy, Oscar, you know, can you mow the grass? No. He says, well, maybe Jose can. Well, all of a sudden, Jose shows up. And we hadn't had our grass mowed like for 4 weeks, so it was really tall. He had weedy. He was out there 4 hours. And but he didn't speak English. Can't communicate at all. Well, you know, you have an app on your phone, Google Translator. ¿Cómo estás? And it says, how are you? And so Jeff said, well, let's go offer him a sandwich. So we offered him he wanted a cheese sandwich. We took it down to where he was, gave him drinks, left him. The next week, Jeff's gone. I'm standing there. I'm eating a sandwich. Jose's finished. God says, invite him up to your deck. Have lunch with him. ¿Cómo estás, Jose? You know, so we get on the app and we're talking. Well, guess what? He's from El Salvador. He's got two kids are in El Salvador. He's got a girlfriend that isn't here. He's all by himself. You know, he's a vegetarian, I found out from the app. I mean, there's a lot of things you could talk about. He's a Christian. And so just sweet. Well, then that became our weekly lunch. Every time he'd mow, ¿cómo estás? You know, Topo Chico, you know, all the different things, but just a wonderful young man. This is just a funny story. I put all these, you know, these snacks out for him to choose in a little sack. He, you know, puts them all up and takes them all, which is great, you know, who cares? But, you know, then God's told me, you should invite him to stay at your guest house. And I was like, once again, no, better do it. So I did, and he was so excited. He hadn't done it yet. He knew, because mowing, that he'd seen people, so he knew what it was. He'd been inside to go to the bathroom and everything. And so anyway, long story short, once again, out of our comfort zone. But every day, you see your mailman, you see your UPS driver, can't offer him a drink. I have banana bread. I take out, run to the mailman and give him banana bread. Just, it's hospitality. It's showing God's love. And so, you know, all these stories are nothing special. They're little things. But every day, if you say that prayer, God will put someone in your path, and God will give you what you need and the words you need. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide. So we have to take initiative. You know, it's one of the hardest things to do. You can't just sit back, even if you're scared, you think you don't have what it takes. You know, James 1:22 is another one of my favorite verses. It says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Well, we read that it says to practice hospitality. And so it's a commandment. And Amy talks about it being a commandment. Think about times when you felt God nudging you and you didn't do anything. And then think about the times when God nudged you and you did. And it always is a blessing. It always works out. Once again, on page 68 in the book, I love, again, what Amy says. She kind of ties it all together. I'm on the second paragraph. It talks about biblical hospitality initiates. Biblical hospitality is more than the warm idea of welcome and more than a declared, oh, we should get together sometime. Biblical hospitality doesn't sit on its hands and wait to be invited. No, a life given to hospitality moves beyond good intentions to actions. And so, in closing, I would just say, just do it, and you will be blessed beyond your wildest dreams. And that's all.